حمد القوة الشديدة فضل الأنا لهم قائلنا وفضلت لهم أجناد المستكبرين. الحمد لله الذي بدا البيت بمكة المباركة وهدى للعالمين وجعله مثابة للناس كافة ومكمنا للعاكفين والعابدين. احملوا عباد الله بمثل هذا اليوم العظيم. ابتلى الله إبراهيم الخليل بزيد عبادة إسماعيل قال خليل في المنام وهو بين الركوبة ومن منامه مرغوبة. قال لبني إني أرى في المنام عيان أني أذبحك قربانا فانظر ماذا ترى. يا سيد الورى فقال يا أبتي قل ما توبت ستجدني إن شاء الله من الصابرين. فلا تظن شعبك عن دمي ألا تراه خفيفا. أمي وقع عليها السلام منيا وأخذ إليها قميصي مصلي. وقل لهما قل لها إن ابني أخذه مولاه هو السلام المبين وقضيناه بسيف نزيف. ونهر عند ذلك الخليل بفكرة إلى ما أعطاه إليه في الفريق من الفكرة فضع قرآن وسحر عليها. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. قل هو الله أحد الله الصمد لم يلد ولم يولد ولم يكن له كفوا أحد.
The first is your own daily prayer.
واجب in the market. If somebody has not any problem in reason any excuse, it's better to go and join the jama'ah. For the wajib pay. So this is basically asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, people should leave house and go and join the adab. This is a very important issue. And the Hajj is the center of this all. For example, especially we will begin from the jama'ah. Sala Imam Rada alayhi salam. والعبادة لله إلا ظاهرا مكفوفا مشهودا لأن في إظهاره حجة على أهل المشرق والمغرب. Imam Al Islam is saying, certainly the congregational prayer has been decreed in order that the pure faith in unity in Islam and in worshipping be openly revealed and publicly manifested, because thereby and with it, apparently the reason of Allah Almighty will be completed for the totality of the people in the East and the West. That is the reason Jama'ah. And the reason is the very simple issue. If you have a gathering, in your home you have maybe 100 people outside, you maybe have 100 cars outside. This is not for Islam. If the people have around the center of the mosque 100 cars, this is Shaukat Islam. This shows the love for Islam. This shows the respect for Islam. This shows the people believe in Islam and they are there. Not your, around your house. And that is the meaning of this. Just openly show to the people your power. Where is your power about Islam? When you are around the center. When you see the car, thousand or hundred or whatever, around the mosque, you will love their religion. Because you won't do anything in the mosque except ibadah. But around your house, when you do anything else. So that is the important one saying, why it is important. Just for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Another reason, you know. Well, Imam mentioned another reason is that those who are far from the truth, the hypocrites and those who take it light, but claim Islam, then they may willingly see the accordingly and show Islam from them and try to protect. You see, what happens when you come to the mosque? Because Imam is saying, لَيَكُونَ الْمُنَافِقْ وَالْمُتَّخِصْتُمْ مُعَرْضِيًا لِمَا أَقَرَّ بَيْلُ ذُرُ الْإِسْلَامِ وَالْمُرَاحُرَةِ. Another, they takuna shahadatu nasi islam min baadahi libaad jayadatan humkina maha maafiha nal muqayada adhara al-taqwa. The congregation of prayer cards and people know each other, which may be allowed it possible that some of them be a witness for some other about their Islam, wherein there is a means of fidelity and association for righteousness, righteous deeds and godly action which prevents too much this obedience against Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You see, this is a jama'at. But then you see some about salatul jama'at. That is, Islam can leave your, even the preferred place and go to the center place. The other part, where so many people with their more than your own. What Islam is saying about this? Third. إنما جعلت القربى يوم الجمعة لأن الجمعة مشهد عام. The sermon of the day of Juma is made to that because Juma is an open gathering. فأراد أن يكون الأمير سبب إلى موعظتهم وترغيبهم في الطاعة. So Allah wanted a means for the Imam to provide advice and encourage them for the obedience. That is the meaning of the Quran. What are him min al-ma'fiyah? And to scare them about what is beneficial for the religion and the world. What to feed him ala ma'arada min masjahil deenihim wa dunyahu. What yukhbirahum bima warada alayhim min al-afaq wa min al-ahba.
Quran and inform them about those happenings which have harmed them, that is good for them. This is the meaning of Salat al-Juma. He informed, the Imam has informed the people that happening around them, in the world, in your community. What is the solution? So Juma is not just come and recite to Salat al-Juma. Listen to the Imam. And that is the most important thing, what Imam is saying. Especially when you are going to the mosque. That is the meaning of Juma. You can't, you can't do Juma Qurada. Juma and then Juma. Juma. So you cannot do Juma at home. It must be in the Juma, in the prayer. And then when Imam says the most important thing, the duty of the Imam. Remember, sometimes an Imam is going to say something, taqwa on his face. What is happening around the most important thing? The consequences of your action. Then you can take the heat. At that time, I'm saying, when you are in Jamaat, especially in the Jumaat, La Kalam Wala Imam Yaqtub Wala Istifata Illa Kamali Ayyul Salam. There should be no time. The Lord Karma is compulsory for the people to sit silent. Iza Khatab Al Imam Anna Jawa Al Jumaat Yabbaghi Bindan An Yastuduru. When one is trying not to deliver sermon, it is compulsory of the people to welcome him. This is Adal Salah, the Adal Juma, means the Jama'at. When you are praying in Jama'at, what is the responsibility of the people? What is the responsibility of the Imam board? What is that is saying that the read Adal means? You go and join and friend together. And this is what is happening in your area, in your community, in the world. Means awareness. So Islam says, leave your home, go to the gathering. And then this is your Hujjah is doing. After Salat leaves, then what Islam is at the Hajj. The whole world together. Now you have from every place people are here. Black, white, color, different languages. One place, one floor. You can see that. And then the reason is, this is the place. You have to discuss all the things there. Be united. But you know it's not happening. Of course. It's just like a ritual happening, something going, spend thousands of dollars, maybe just use your sword to kill the other stone. The shaitan is inside. And we have to keep the shaitan inside the heart. When you are flooding the animals, don't flood the big animals, but the animals you have inside. The shaitan was in front of Ibrahim and asking him not to do what you are doing. It is wrong. And what Ibrahim did? He used a stone. Shaitan was not it. So what did you do? The shaitan in front of us, in front of our eyes. He is in our heart. You want to see to do like him. Have in our heart. So what is this basically what Islam is saying? A haji, what is the meaning of haji? Imam Aslan is one of the famous companions in Burhat so many times about Shafi and he said, Akharaj Taira Mina. You left, but Mina, it is yes, he did. And then Imam said, Nawaita Annaka Aman Tanra Tanan Lisanaka Kaldeka Rizik. The Imam asked, did you intend to save people from your tongue? Heart and hand. If you said no, then there's no heart. There's no Iran. You see what I mean? There's no Mina. You did not go Mina. You did not left Mina. That means you are not doing what you're supposed to do. Means in the heart. Why you are here? To clean yourself, to clean your heart. And that is the very important issue called that is heart too. When Imam is saying, is the Arakal Hat. But just with the full shadow. When you intend for Hajj, purify your heart from what keeps you away from Allah. That is your Hajj. And that the people are celebrating today this disease. So Maqtasil Diramai Tawbah Al-Khalizan and Suru. Then purify yourself of sin by water of repentance. Meaning water of repentance, not the regular water. If you want to purify ourselves, our heart, and that's what I'm saying. farewell to the world, comfort and peace.
It is going towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
So it is not that you put on your arm and go to the Mecca. It is there in the West. It is there that farewell to this world. Means don't save yourself for this world. That's why. Because Hajj always not only that place. And that's why Islam is saying, those who do not have the money, but for them, they have Hajj here. And here Hajj is Salat al-Jumah. Salat al-Jumah Hajjul Masati. This is Hajj for poor people, Salat al-Jumah. They come to Islam because gathering is there. And Imam resisted the issues as they have resisted there in the Mecca. So you have your ability, if you don't have the money, if you don't have the dar, then the Juma is your Hajj. So Islam says, if you cannot be loser, then you bring other one out of it. You either have something to follow. That's why I say, you know, Salat al Juma, the Jari Honda Dina, or the Mujer Salat al Juma, for Salat al Juma. Or you believe in the God of faith for prayer on Friday, the headstand to the remembrance of Allah. You do everything to have prayer. So why only Juma today? Why is not only Juma, not other day to headstand towards the prayer? Why Fajr? Because of Khutbah. Because of Khutbah is the part of the Jamaat, is Juma. You do Juma every day. So that means now Juma to the Eid. Big gathering from all parts of the world, people are there. We have to take the benefit. But our conference is not happening. The message of Islam in the Mecca. The message of Islam in Medina. And that is basically important issue in front of us. Inna haqqara bayt al-hudya al-nar. This is the first most important thing the first of Allah established. And the man dakhalahu kana amina. Anyone who enters it shall be granted their passage. That is basically the message of Islam. And we have to understand the issue of unity in the gathering. The reason is, Islam is saying, if you are together, then I am with you. Allah is with the universe. The hands of Allah. And the thing of life, every year, every place, not only in specific place. You go to Hajj, you do Zikrullah, they are you do Zikrullah, the home you do Zikrullah, and that's why if you Quran again and again say, what Quran is saying? إِذَا أَخَفْتُمْ مَنَاسِكَكُمْ فَرْضُلُوهَا When you, once you complete your life, you just continue to cover it, God. That means, again Zikrullah. إِذَا أَخَفْتُمْ مَنَاسِكَكُمْ فَرْضُلُوهَا إِذَا مَشَرْهَا When you file from an apart, you shall come over and God at the sacred place, Masjid. That means, always Zikrullah. So whether you are in Masjid, whether you are in Arafat, whether in Mosque, or whether you are in home, in your home, in the mosque, always Zikrullah. We remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It is not lahmara, it is not only by mouth. Our heart, our hands, our soul, our jawab. The everything should be busy in the Zikrullah. Remembrance of Allah subhanahu means to obey Allah. That means Zikrullah. Zikrullah means having a in your home and just counting and doing haram things. It's not Zikrullah. Zikrullah means somebody who remember Allah and always obey Allah. That is the meaning of Zikrullah. So whether you are Hajj, Juma, or Tajjah, or in your home, the message is one. Always remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and put other people first. That's the next Islam with unity. And that's why the Quran says, Iyaka na'budu wa iyaka nasta'in. Not abudu. Even you are praying alone. Then God wants to remember others. In general, people together come to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And that's why you come to the mosque and say, Abudu wa Allah, if you will perform Allah, you have to do that thing. Allah will accept. Allah is saying, if everybody is together, then he isn't calling me. It's watching that for him. Listening to the people. He may have been sad, maybe, because of this faith of the people. So in that difficult time, we must remember those who are suffering. In different states of the world, in Iraq, in Kenya, in India, in other states. We must remember them. And we should do whatever we can do for their health.
understanding anything that nothing can do for them. If the man could celebrate the evening in Islam, there is no concept of celebrating in the evening doing sin. As I mentioned yesterday, you know, every Eid has the shahadat of Allah alayhi wa sallam. You have salam with your visitors and you know that that was Amir al-Mu'mineen, your beloved Ramadan. Just after Gandhi. You have today salam with Eid al-Adha and you have shahadat al-Muslim. So you say every time, this shahadat. So that means the Islam is saying, Kitab of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That means your happiness all with Ahlul Bayt alayhi wa sallam. And what are the good deeds? What they do? The remember of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala always.
Kitab is the key for the people to life.
Your responsibility, when you are living in this world, don't bring father a condition with the hand and the whole of the man. No, it's hand of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We should do our job. Be a Muslim, be a mu'min. When he will come, he will accept us. That is the only reason that Muslim must remember. The all account, the commandments, the saying of Imam Ali Musala, and be ready to equip themselves. That our duty ourselves to be ready. Any moment, if the today is the whole today, then we should be able to join him. That is the meaning of Islam. We should not say, okay, in Tajia, we are free. No, we have the Quran. We have his teaching. We have everything. So, what for ready? Nothing. Do your job, that's the profession for the country is doing. That is most important thing. And that's the way to celebrate the seed. Means, when you follow the
Lord. In your prayer, and anything that you do for the people who are living around the world, in any place, and it is vital for us to always protect us. And that is why we have every Muslim. Allahumma qallana wa rahmna wa aqina wa aqwana fi dhukhya wa laqa inna ka ala
Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ala Muhammad.